Yeah.
He already had a plan. He already knew. He knew who he was going to talk to. He knew
sure.
the kind of person he was going to talk to. But son, he still purposed ahead of time.
Amen.
There where I was at that day.
What a blessing.
Same predicament. Nobody really wanted to have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But son, he purposed to come by my way.
Amen. Hallelujah, boy. Ain't it a blessing to get a fresh drink every now and then? You can't get re-saved, but you can freshen up. Amen? You can get the fire rekindled a little bit. Go ahead, Miss Amanda, help yourself. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Go ahead, Jake.
Well, you know, when I was doing Christian band, I hit kidney stones. The reason I did them is I wouldn't drink water. You couldn't swallow that junk and I was doing it. Well,
yeah.
That fresh drink of water.
Amen.
Whatever he wants to do, I am 100%. I just want to praise his holy and precious name. That boy, I got that drink of water.
Yeah.
Never
again. Glory to God, brother.
Again, but praise God, I got the living water.
Yeah.
I just want to praise his holy and precious
Hallelujah,
name.
Hallelujah. When I was a kid growing up at White Oak Springs, I remember when they didn't even have a paved parking lot, Brother Allen. You're standing in front of the church, just off to the left of the front porch of the church, there's a well house. And on that well house, they hung a little silver dipper. Every night after church, me and them boys, the Bush boys and the Matthews boys and Tim Noble and Greg Godfrey and his brother and all, we'd run around out there and play after church. And we'd get hot. We'd play hide and seek in the graveyard. Yeah, it's a good place to play hide and seek, amen. We'd play hide and seek in the graveyard. We'd get hot. We'd run down there at that well, cut that spigot on. That's back when it was okay to drink after one another, amen. And that was the coldest water. That was the best water anywhere in the county was out of that well right there. And I think that's a little bit what church is like. We come in, get to singing, shouting. They get to singing, bragging on God. It's just like that. There's a verse in the Old Testament that says, spring up, O well, and sing unto it. And it's kind of like that well. It's there. It never has dried up, but it's just like it springs up every now and then. The Spirit of God starts moving in our heart and starts blessing. And it is refreshing. You can take your Bible. I'm a little hung up right here. You can take your Bible and go to Psalms. Chapter number 95, Psalms chapter number 95. Have you ever felt like not coming to church? But you came anyway. And when you left, you was glad you did. You know why? You was weary before you got here. You was refreshed when you left. I've walked to this pulpit with a fever. Excuse me, a fever of 103. Felt like dying and felt like I was cured. Time service is over. Amen. You can preach up a cough. Amen. I mean, you might spit it all over the front row, but you can preach it up. Amen. It's just amazing. Church helps me. And I believe if you're saved, it helps you too. And if you come to church and it don't help you, I wonder. If you're drinking the same water. Or if you've ever even really tasted it. Amen. I just can't help but wonder sometimes what's blessing my socks off ain't doing nothing for you. I just wonder about that. I wonder what's making Brother Tommy shout and run the aisles. Ain't getting a little wiggle out of some of us. You know what? We just sit there. Brother Stacy told one of the men the other day, he just turned around and looked at him. He said, you just sit there like a rock, man. Do something, amen. Amen. We ought to do something. Hallelujah. Psalms, I'm just kidding with you, brother. I ain't picking at you like he does, but... Psalms chapter 95. Listen, I made a statement this morning, and I'm going to build off that for a little bit tonight, since Thursday is Thanksgiving. And I said while I was preaching this morning that every day for a child of God ought to be Thanksgiving. Would you agree with that? Every day for a child of God ought to be Thanksgiving. And I was thinking this week of what all I have to be thankful for. And there's a whole heaping pile of it. But a lot of things that I'm thankful for, lost people have too. There's lost men that have good wife. There's lost men that have good children. There's lost people that have a better home than I do. And better automobiles than I do. You see, when we start being thankful, we automatically start thinking about material things. We think about money in the bank, the clothes we got on our back, the kind of car. We look at people and measure their blessings by their possessions. Do you understand that? We look at people and measure their blessings by their possessions. You know what you've got is not the measure of how blessed you are? Understand that. The what you have is not the measure of how blessed you are. Because that stuff can come and go. Hey, but you play that stock market, you can be filthy rich one day and flat busted the next. Amen. Your blessings are not measured on your possessions. Your blessings are measured on what you've got on the inside. I know poor folks that are happier than some rich folk. Amen. Psalms chapter number 95, look at it with me in verse number 1. Pretty good advice here. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful, watch this, joyful what?
Noise.
Noise. For all you silent worshipers, joyful what?
Noise.
Noise. Lord, just park right there a while, amen? There ought to be some noise in the church. Amen. You can't thank somebody without making some sound.
That's right.
Well, God knows my heart. Yeah, but he likes to hear it from your lips too. Amen. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. So if you were really thankful in your heart and you really loved God in your heart, something would come out of your mouth every now and then. Amen. You may not get past verse number 1. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Watch verse 2. Let us come before his presence with what?
Thanksgiving
and make a joyful, say it again,
noise
unto him with psalms. You know what that's talking about? It's talking about singing unto him. Let me say it again. That's talking about singing unto him. A while ago when we sang, I've never been sorry. Hey, we were singing that as unto the Lord. Lord, I've never been sorry. I trusted you as my Savior. Amen. When they were singing them specials a while ago, Lord, give me a drink of that living water. They were singing unto the Lord. I'm so sick of performances.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. They say there's a couple of preachers that I like and they're my friends, but I feel like every time they preach, they're not who they really are. They're putting on some kind of performance.
Yeah.
I hate performance, whether it's in the pulpit or behind the piano.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I like people like our folks that just love God, rear back and sing. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody will get mad at me right here, and this ain't got nothing to do with the message. It's just in here, and it's coming out here, and I'm trying to control that a little better these days. But that's one reason somebody said, Brother Eddie, why don't we let our choir sing with tracks?
Come on, preacher.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That pre-recorded music sounds too much like a performance.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
You know what God might do? God gave us a Todd. If we think our Todd ain't good enough, God might take our Todd and put him somewhere else. Amen. And I'm not against all the tracks. I'm just saying, as long as we got that, we're going to stick with that. Amen. We had to do without that for a little while. Y'all remember when we first came in this building? It was tough, boy. I'm glad we got him back. Amen. Seriously, it ain't got nothing to do with my message. I just thought I'd throw it in there. You ought to tell him you appreciate him every now and then.
Amen.
Look at Psalms chapter number 100, maybe just across the page in your Bible. Psalms 100, look at verse number 4. The Bible said, enter into his gates with what?
Thanksgiving.
And into his courts with what?
Praise,
be thankful unto him and bless his name. Notice that there's many more verses we could read and back up what I'm fixing to say. That thanksgiving and praise always goes hand in hand. Every single time. You'll find thanksgiving and praise together over and over and over. Why? Because they are one and the same. You won't praise God if you're not thankful unto God. And if you're thankful unto God, you will praise God. Can I get a witness right there? If you're thankful for what God has done for you, you'll praise Him. But if you take God for granted and somehow in your heart think you deserve the goodness of God, you'll sit there just like a lot of you do. We need to realize just what God's done for us. What He has done, what He is doing, what He will do. And it'll just bust out all over us. I guarantee you say, well, I'm just not emotional. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Let me say it again. Yeah, you are. I'd love to see you that won't shout amen in church and praise the Lord in church. I'd love to see you over to the corner in the convenience store with your quarter out, scratching that thing. I'd love to see you when you scratch off one of them and it's a big one. Amen. I'm talking about $4 or $5 million. I bet you'd go. You would come absolutely unscrewed. So would I. Somebody bought me. I said I'd never had a lottery ticket, and somebody bought me one, left it on the pulpit for my birthday. I thought, you know what? It'll serve the dirty rascal right if I scratch it off, and it's big money. It was a dud. I thought, Lord, let's pay this building off. Boy, it was nothing. Hey, man, there wasn't nothing on it. But I guarantee you, if you hit that real big, some monetary thing, you'd shout. You'd come flying through the door. Honey, you ain't going to believe it. Baby, get your best dress on. We going out tonight. Am I right about it? But listen, as God's children, go to Hebrews. Go to the book of Hebrews. Keep your Bibles out tonight. As saved people, we have some things to be thankful for that this world does not. Their happiness depends on what they have. Are you listening to me? Their happiness depends on what they have. When the stock market crashed, do you remember reading about all the suicides? Everything they put their hope and their trust in was taken away, so they blew their brains out. Listen, if you take my car, the Lord done took one car away from us. That thing's on its last leg, and we ain't even putting a tag on it. But anyhow, God could take my truck. God could take my house. But you know what? That ain't my joy. That truck ain't my joy. That house ain't my joy. How about Jesus Christ, my friend? That's my joy tonight. That's the fullness of my salvation. In Him, I can rejoice and be thankful and offer praise and thanksgiving. I want to show you some things that we have tonight to be thankful for. I want you to think about these this week. And you're going to think about it Thanksgiving Day. You may even do this with your family. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? And 9 times out of 10, if you won't watch it, you'll catch yourself. I'm thankful for our home. And you should be. And I'm thankful for my family. And rightly so. You ought to be. You got a good family, you ought to praise God. Amen. You got a faithful husband, ladies, you ought to praise God. You got one that don't knock you around, you ought to praise God. Men, you got a good wife, you ought to praise the Lord. Amen. It's okay to be thankful for those things. You got money in the bank, you ought to praise God after you tithe. Hey, if God's blessing you, boy, you ought to bless Him right back. Amen. Didn't get a whole lot of help right there. And you ought to thank God for those material things. But those material things shouldn't take priority in our thanksgiving and our praise. Amen. But we're fleshly driven and carnal minded, and that's exactly where our attention is drawn. After you go down, Brother Robbie, tomorrow night. Hey, it's cold out there tonight. I done broke out my big coat. It's cold. When I get out my big coat, it's cold. I still got damp up here preaching this morning, stood out there at the door shaking hands. I felt that breeze. I thought, whoo. Man, there I stood inside a building with the heat on. And with Brother Tom's coat on. And I was complaining. I said, boy, it's done got cold. I thought about them folks living under a bridge last night. And they were. I thought about them people on the side of I-20 and them little tarp makeshift tents they've made up there in the edge of the woods. Wonder how cold they got last night. But I guarantee you go with Brother Robbie tomorrow night And they start singing, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry." Them old homeless men will start praising God and clapping their hands. You'll think they're living in a mansion somewhere and had two Cadillacs sitting outside and just had a big T-bone steak for supper. Hey, amen, they ain't got nothing. The clothes on their back has just been donated to them. The food in their belly has just been given to them. But they got Jesus in their heart. And when they realize Jesus is still in their heart, that they haven't lost everything, but they still got the most important thing. They'll worship and they'll bless His name. Amen. And they'll thank the Lord. Amen? Amen. But here we've got a nice home. Every one of us is blessed. Right. Materially. Right. Every one of us. I got a bed to sleep in tonight. Yes. Right. Amen. Amen. I got lights. Got water. Amen. Got heat. It's doing having a hard time keeping up, but I got heat. Amen. And if the heat went out, I got a bunch of blankets and a cozy little woman. Amen. I love cold, man. It's time to snuggle. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Listen, we've got all those things, and yet we're less thankful than those who have less than we do. Let me show you what we have tonight. What we have to be thankful for. That if you're saved, you've got it right now, and you'll have it forever. Forever. The bank can't take it. Let me say it again. The bank can't take it. Congress can't vote it out. It can't be outlawed. It's forever settled in heaven. Look at Hebrews. Did I tell you what chapter? Look at Hebrews chapter number 7. Hebrews chapter number 7. Look at Hebrews chapter number 4 first. We're just going to look at some scriptures tonight. Y'all all right with that? Hebrews chapter number 4, look at verse number 14. Say amen if you're there. Amen. I'm talking about what we have that we can be thankful for. The Bible said in Hebrews 4 and 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest, somebody tell me who that is. That is Jesus. That is passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How about that, friend? Hey, let me tell you something, what we have. We have a person that cannot and will not be dethroned. Are you listening to me? Flip over to chapter number 7 right quick and look at verse number 21. Hebrews chapter number 7 and verse number 21. Talking about those Old Testament priests. He said, "For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death." But this man, because he, watch this next word, continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. How about that, man? What are you saying? I'm saying we've got a person in Jesus Christ who cannot be dethroned. He cannot be removed from his office. I was listening to the television the other day, and they were talking about the possibility and what it would take to impeach the president. That means fired. That means removed from office. You know, that's the highest office in the land, and it can only be held for 4 years. But Jesus has held his in eternity from eternity past, and he'll hold it in eternity future. I'm glad we serve a sovereign God tonight that cannot be dethroned. I'm glad I'm answering to one that ain't nobody going to vote him out. Ain't nobody going to impeach him. Ain't nobody going to fire him. Why? Because there ain't nobody above him. He wasn't voted in. He won't be voted out. He wasn't decided on. He won't be decided out. Amen. That's what we have. We've got a king that cannot be dethroned. Did you know it's been tried? The last person who tried to dethrone him got moved to a place where hell was his living room. Even that crowd that's with him said, "Yeah, we're on your side, old Lucifer. We'll overthrow this place and we'll be in charge." Didn't work, did it? Didn't work. Hey, they even tried to dethrone him in the garden when they got man to sin. And boy, God said, hey, you bruised his heel, I'll bruise your head, sucker. Amen. He saw Calvary coming down the road. Hey, you're not going to dethrone him. If Satan, the most powerful angel in glory, couldn't knock him off his throne, ain't no government going to rise, ain't no power going to rise that can dethrone our King. For that, I'm thankful. Amen. Why do we not change the gospel we preach? Because our King's still on the throne. I don't preach by my authority. I don't preach by the Southern Baptist Association's authority. By the way, we ain't in the Southern Baptist Association. I preach under the authority of that book and its author. I speak in behalf of the author of this book. And he's alive and on his throne tonight. A person that cannot be dethroned. He is the sovereign Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He was a sinless sacrifice for me and you. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercession for us. What have you got to be thankful for? That's a big one right there. If Jesus was less than who he said he was, I would be insecure about my salvation, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I'm glad Jesus said, if he's in my Father's hand, ain't no man can pluck him out. Hallelujah. Listen, go to Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5. Just a few scriptures tonight and we'll go somewhere and eat. Romans chapter number 5. Somebody whisper a prayer for my throat. It's hot in here and I'm about to choke to death. Romans chapter 5 beats freezing to death. Look with me at verse number 1. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have, say the next word with me,
peace
with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I said, number one, we've got something to be thankful for outside of the material realm, somewhere much more deeper than that. On the spiritual realm, we've got a person in Christ that cannot be dethroned, and we've got a peace of God that cannot be disturbed. We've got a peace of God that cannot be disturbed. How is it that God's people can be going through, I hate this term, but hell by the half acre? Like everything that can go wrong seems like it's going wrong. Then they come to church and all of a sudden just get happy and begin to praise God. Problems are still waiting on them when they get home. The bills are still piled up. The situations are still there. There's nothing changed. But boy, they just come in the house of God and the sweet Holy Ghost steps in there like he did that ocean in Mark chapter number 4 and says, peace, be still. And all of a sudden, where there was turmoil, now there's a great calm. Thank God we've got a peace of God that cannot be disturbed. The world looks at us and said, they're crazy. Ain't nobody in their right mind going through what they're going through, shouting, praise God like that. Oh, you just don't know. We've got a peace. You see, you can't buy that at the Chevrolet place. You sure can't buy it at the Ford place. Chevrolet comes close, but not quite. I'm kidding, of course. You can't get it at the mall. You can't get that down at Zales. Or every kiss begins with K. Are you listening to me? Man, I'd rather have the peace of God than diamonds. I'd rather have the peace of God in my heart than a new vehicle or the nicest thing they got down at the mall or a brand new house on the golf course down here. Hey, I'd rather just know I'm safe and I'm at peace with God. I'm telling you, you got something to be thankful for tonight. I don't care if you're flat busted material, you ain't got nothing if you've got Jesus. You've got more than what most of them rich people got out there. Amen. 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 You, listen here. If you're saved, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all don't think I'm crazy. If you're saved, you are richer tonight than Ted Turner.
Amen.
You are richer tonight than Ted Turner, who refuses to acknowledge that there even is a God.
That's right.
Divorced his wife because she got saved, so I heard.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you listening? You're richer than he is tonight.
Amen.
Why? Because all his stuff can be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
He can die in his sleep tonight and bust hell wide open.
That's right.
But if you die in yours, you're just going to live in glory forever.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo!
what we have to be thankful for. Hey, I've got peace. I've got peace that I'm justified by the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Amen. Not because I'm good, not because you're good, because what He did.
Yeah.
I could never do enough to earn salvation. So He just did it all in one evening.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Every ounce of my debt and yours He paid. Amen. I have peace with God tonight. Justice was met at Calvary. Joy unspeakable and full of glory was given to me. I used to sit in church like some of y'all and make fun of shouters. Old Sister Jean Williams used to get cranked up and we'd laugh at her, Brother Charles's wife. Miss Evelyn Newton, oh Lord have mercy. Y'all ain't heard. Y'all get freaked out at Legina. You get 7-8 of them going at one time. And then 4 or 5 preachers on the floor all preaching at the same time. It's like watching a pinball machine, man. I'm telling you, we just laugh at them. I said, ain't no way I'd ever holler like that in church. My first reaction to getting saved, you know what it was? Woo! That's the first thing out of my mouth. I said, well, I guess I'm one of them. Amen. I didn't know what they were shouting about. I'd never experienced that peace of God that they had. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28. Y'all doing okay, ain't you? Matthew chapter number 28. Whew. I'm sweating like Paris Hilton doing a crossword puzzle. Matthew chapter number 28. I ain't the only ones hot. I see people fanning. Beats going to hell. You got that right. Matthew chapter number 28. Let's see. I lost my own place here. Look at verse number 18. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 18. Watch what Jesus said. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all what?
Power
is given unto me in heaven and in earth. There's another place in the Bible. Said, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Listen, I said, I'm thankful tonight because I have a person that cannot be dethroned. I've got a peace of God that cannot be disturbed. Thirdly, let me say this, I got a power that cannot be duplicated.
Amen.
There is power, wonder-working power. Hey, you go up north, it's different. They sing, there is power, wonder-working power. I always help them. I say, it ain't power, it's power. Amen. I got them Yankees up there singing, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Ain't you glad we got power with God tonight? Hey, no, Shelly's back there crossing herself. You had to do something to her. She's saying, Father, forgive him. He knows not what he does. Amen. See, that's a Yankee for you right there. She probably sings, power, wonder-working. Yes. What's the song that's got amen in it? Revive Us Again, which one is it? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. That's Catholic. We say amen around here. Amen. Thank God for the power of God. We don't possess power within ourselves, but we are, my goodness, man, we are hooked up to the source where the power is. Amen. I ain't got no power, but I got a drop cord. Amen. And that bad boy reaches from here to glory, and I can plug in to some power from on high and find energy for my life, find healing for my body, find faith for my need. Woo! Thank God for the power of God. Amen. Hey, most Baptists today wouldn't know the power of God.
You're right.
They hear about it. They hear about it over here, and here's what they say. That's a cult.
Yeah, you're right.
That ain't nothing but a cult. Oh, you go to Happy Valley, I heard that's a cult.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that mess. Yeah. If that's what you call the power of God, count us in.
Amen.
Amen. I like it when the preaching's done and people are convicted and get help. Sinners hear the preaching and get saved. I like that. You know what that is? That's the power of God. That ain't the program of the church. It's the power of God. Are you listening? Thank God for the power of God. Hey, you know what it took to get you saved? It took the power of God. It took the power of the Holy Spirit to bring conviction to your heart to make you realize you was a sinner. It's sad that we waller in our misery, in our trouble, in our trial, when we have unlimited power in Jesus Christ. And I ain't talking about this name it, claim it. Man, your Father is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your Father owns this whole shooting match. This earth is His footstool. He said that we may come boldly into His throne room, that we may enter boldly. Hey, why can we enter boldly? We're sons. I always had a no-knock policy with my son. I don't care who I'm talking to. And he's a little boy. He'd open my door and say, Daddy, can I have some candy? I'd say, excuse me. Yeah, bud, come on in. That's my boy. Amen. I ain't putting you above my boy. That's my boy. He can just walk right on in. Somebody else stick their head in the door. I'd say, I'm busy. I'll catch you later. Amen. But my boy could always come in. I think that's what Jesus says. That's my boy. Oh, don't interrupt, the angels are singing. Oh, you hush, that's my boy. Come on, son. What you need? Do like Levi. Just want some candy. Just need something sweet, amen? Amen. We have access to the power of God, amen. We'll use it, amen. We have a power that cannot be duplicated. You know, we look at power and we think about what we're capable of doing. That's natural power. Natural power. I've done some work around the house this week, and I realized this 49 thing's catching up with me. I can't do stuff I used to do. I can't do stuff. I jumped down off the porch into the yard, and man, it jarred every bone in my leg. It ain't that far. I thought, man, you're getting old. I probably got osteoporosis or something. I'll probably start breaking up tomorrow. Amen. We think about our power. Listen, we're hooked up to something supernatural tonight. Not natural. If we base this thing on what we could do, we're not going far as a church. We're not going far. If we base this thing just on handing out some apple cider and saying Merry Christmas and that's all, we ain't going far. Hey, I didn't say it's a bad thing. That's a good thing. But it ought to be bathed in prayer. The Holy Spirit ought to be begged. And by the way, you can talk to Him. He's a Him.
Amen.
He's not an it. You can't say, Holy Spirit, please show up and bless this thing.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, anoint these Christmas cards and that little gospel message on them.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. If we just go with the idea, it's a good idea. But man, if God gets on it.
Yeah.
Man, them Christmas cards could be like people hold them in their hand and go, ooh, something about this. Then you know, last year, I saw more. There's people up there giving out all kind of stuff. And them cards, I know they're sharp and they're full color and photo quality and all. I mean, I know they really look good. But man, there were people sitting everywhere looking at them cards. I ain't no telling how many people, wasn't it, Brother Fred? Said, oh, those are nice. Those are nice. I heard more compliments on them Christmas cards. Maybe it's because before they got laid out there, somebody said, Lord, let them things get in the right hand. Let them touch and make a difference in somebody's life.
Yeah.
Amen. That ain't us. It ain't the fine printing. It's the power of God.
Yeah.
What'll make a gospel tract get picked up in a public restroom somewhere and somebody read it and get born again?
Yeah.
That's the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What made that? I told about that Muslim that I met that got saved up in Lansing, Michigan this year. And he came to America and got the Bible, and I got the phone book out and said, God, whoever you are, whatever name you answer by, I'm going to start going to churches. Just start alphabetically. And when I find truth, let me know it. He said, soon as he got to that Baptist church and that guy opened that King James Bible and started preaching, he said, something inside of his heart started screaming, truth, truth, truth. He said, and I got saved and ain't looked back. You know what that was? That was the power of God. That was the power of God saying, there it is. He went to the Catholic church, couldn't find it. He went to the Presbyterian church, couldn't find it. He went to the Methodist church. I ain't knocking all them. I'm just saying, it didn't happen there. He prayed specifically and God answered him specifically. I believe in the old time power of God. I'd rather have power than I had the best program going in the country. Church has become about entertainment. come long as we enjoy ourselves. Everything out of that book ain't enjoyable. Sometimes it's hard to digest, amen. Sometimes it cuts like a new file, amen. It's like rubbing a cat backwards. They don't like that. I was going to tell you how I'd like to rub them, but I offend somebody every time I say something about kitty cats. They good with enough ketchup, amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the power of God. I like it when we show up. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Here a while back, Brother Freddie probably remember, it was just a Wednesday night. I had a little old message, and I thought we'll preach and just pray together and go home just another Wednesday night. I forgot what happened, but man, God showed up in this thing. It's like the Lord just came in and sat down on the front row and said, let's go to meeting. I'm talking about it got on, man, on a Wednesday night. When the teens are out and the patch and the peewee club and just a little skeleton crew, God just came in here and sat down amongst us. But you can't program that. You can't put that in a bulletin. As sure as you do, God will say, yeah, right. See you next week. Amen. We have a person that cannot be dethroned. We've got the peace of God that cannot be disturbed. We've got a power that cannot be duplicated. Look at Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Y'all got time for a couple more? Romans chapter number 8. These are some things that we've got to be thankful for that we would not have without Jesus Christ. That we did not have before we were saved. And these are things that cannot be taken away. Lord forbid, man, my wife could find out she has cancer. And I could have to bury her just like some other men in this church has had to do. I can lose her, I can lose my children, lose every possession I got. But these things I'm talking about tonight, but they're eternal in the heavens, man. Amen. Look here, Romans chapter 8. Look at verse number 32. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 32. Watch this. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How about that? How about, I've got a person that can't be dethroned. I've got a peace that cannot be disturbed. I've got power that can't be duplicated. Now watch this. I've got provisions that can't be diminished.
Amen.
I've got provisions that cannot be diminished. You say, wait a minute, preacher. You said you could lose everything. Yeah, but I've still got some provisions.
Amen.
That cannot be. Hey, listen. I've got my soul that is in the presence of God. You understand that?
Yeah.
I've got my soul that somehow, I can't explain that, but is in the presence of God. We're sitting together in heavenly places. There's a part of me, it's already there.
Yeah.
Amen. Isn't that something? Man, I've got the provision of God for the greatest needs in my life. I've got the Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. Amen. And in my body right now, I've got strength and the power of God to go and to do things for the Lord. And thank God for the Lord's provision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Thank God, nearly, now he's let me stand behind this pulpit by myself. If you've done much preaching, you've stood there by yourself too, Jack.
Amen.
And he's let me fall on my face. But thank God for the provision 95% of the time. When I pray and say, oh Lord, I got to have some direction. Here you go. I got up this morning and, man, my thought that I was going to preach on unbelief this morning. Oh, man, had a great laid out, boy, nice. That's what I was going to preach. And then I woke up this morning. You preachers know what I mean, Brother Charles. You go to bed, that looked pretty good. But you wake up the next morning, it looks kind of dismal.
Amen.
I said, Lord, this ain't looking too good. Well, here you go. I'll give you something.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Give you a little thought. I thought, man, yeah, that preach. And then I got in the shower, man. It just started swelling up on me. I said, glory to God. I didn't jot down a thing until I got to church. Brother Stacy watched me do it. I said, man, here's my outline. I showed him a blank 3x5 card. I'm serious, man. Thank God for the provision. I'm not smart enough to do that on my own.
Amen.
I'm not smart enough to do that on my own, but God can just give it to you as you need it. Brother Stacy said, you don't need no outline, shoot from the hip. No, man, that God don't honor that. He might let you do it from time to time, but he don't honor that. He'll bless you when you study. Amen. But thank God for his provision. He just seemed like he always... are y'all ever amazed that God gives me what you need? Have I ever got done preaching and you think, man, he's been hanging out under our bedroom window. He's been reading our mail. One man came here, hadn't been to church in months and months and months, came here one Sunday, got so stinking mad at me, he was fit to be tied. He met me at the door, face red. He said, you don't need to be talking to my wife. I said, dude, I ain't spoke to your wife. I ain't seen her. How could you know all that stuff you said this morning? I said, would you tell me this? When did you decide you were coming today? He said, when I got up this morning. He said, how do you think I knowed you was going to be here? He said, how did you know? I said, I didn't have a clue, dude. I didn't know you was here. I didn't know that was for you.
Amen.
But God knew you'd be here. Half the time I say stuff when I'm preaching that I don't plan to say. It just comes out somehow. You know what God's doing? God's providing for you.
Amen.
And he's using this idiot to do it.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I'm like one of them dummies. What do you call them people?
Ventriloquist.
I'm like one of them dummies that sit on the knee. The sound's really coming from somewhere else.
Yeah. Amen.
The thoughts and the words. Yeah. I'm just obedient to the hand.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good, brother.
And sometimes, like they pretend them dummies do, it says stuff the hand didn't want it to say. I'm guilty of that too, amen.
Woo!
Lord says, wait a minute, I didn't have nothing to do with that, amen. Thank God for his provision. Well, God's been good to provide for us. You Sunday school teachers, Levi come out of Sunday school pumped up this morning. He said, man, Sunday school was awesome this morning. You know what God did? God provided what he needed. They left my house yesterday afternoon. He was wore out. Got up 3 o'clock, went to work yesterday morning and had a lot of stuff to do all day. I mean, he has give out when they left the house yesterday. Last night when I was getting ready, I said, Lord, help Levi rest good. Give him what he needs. Man, he come in Sunday school this morning, had a good time. Is that right? You know what that was? That was God providing what he needed and then through him providing what his students needed. Amen. So when we preach something you need, don't just thank God for your preacher. Thank God. Thank God for using us to be a help to you. Amen. Wow. Let's see. Go to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. We said we've got a person that cannot be dethroned. We've got a peace of God that cannot be disturbed. We've got power that can't be duplicated, provisions that cannot diminish. Now look at John chapter 10, look at verse number 28 and 29. I like this. Jesus said, talking about his sheep in verse 27, he said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Listen, we have a pardon that cannot be devoided. We've got a pardon that cannot be voided. We've got a pardon that cannot be retracted or taken back. I'm glad God is not an Indian giver. Once he forgave me, it's settled in heaven. Just as sure as that word is forever settled, so is my account over my sin. Thank God I've got a pardon and it's concrete and cannot be revoked. Amen. Listen, if you could really lose your salvation, 98% of us wouldn't make it a day. I've asked this question 1,000 times. Well, probably not 1,000, but I've asked this question a lot. If you really can lose your salvation, what do you do to lose it? Which sin does it? Which one is it? It's got to be one of them. Isn't sin in God's eyes? So if you had a wicked thought, boom, got to get saved again. Somebody cut you off in traffic, you didn't even cuss out loud, but you thought it in your head, boom, you're lost.
Right, preacher.
Jimmy Swaggart, I used to love to hear him preach.
Yeah.
Play that piano. Woo. Todd, you'll throw some M licks in there. I like it. Play that piano, sing. Good night, man. Talent. He got caught with prostitutes, didn't he?
Amen.
Wasn't that what it was? He didn't lose his salvation.
That's right.
But he'd been preaching all them years, you can lose your salvation. If picking up ladies of the night don't cut it, I mean, boy, that must be a pretty broad spectrum in there.
Amen.
Well, it got quiet on me. I've got a pardon that cannot be retracted or revoked. Somebody ought to be thankful right there. Because if it was revocable, you would be revoked. You're spiritually bankrupt. You understand that? You ain't got none of it on your own. It's His righteousness imputed unto you. That impute, that's a banking word. That means He transferred some righteousness from His account and put it in your negative balance account. Woo! Somebody needs a transfer right now, don't you? Thank God, man. Our pardon. Listen, our pardon is full. Our pardon is full. It's not a partial pardon. Do you know you can go before a judge and you can get a partial pardon? You can be charged with so many crimes, so many counts of this, and they can pardon this and this and this, but you're still guilty of this. But you know what we got? We got a full pardon. We got a full. Which sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. We got a full pardon. Our sins are totally forgiven. Do you understand that? We've got a forever pardon. Our sins are timelessly forgiven. Timelessly forgiven. And we're freely forgiven by His amazing grace. Did you know at Calvary, Jesus didn't just take care of the sins I have committed, but He took care of the sins I am committing, and He took care of the sins I will commit. That doesn't mean I don't still need to repent of them and confess them and get right over them, but He's already paid the penalty. He's already, that sin that you're going to commit tomorrow, He's already got it covered.
Amen.
Woo, what a pardon, man. I mean, that's not a blank check to do wrong.
Amen.
That's a blessing and an encouragement to do right.
That's right.
Amen. I get thinking about it sometimes. I can't comprehend it. And I just get, wow. Ain't no way I can understand God.
Right.
How could He look that far ahead? Know everything I would do, know everything I am doing, know everything I will do in the future, and say, got that one covered, that one's covered, that one's covered, that's covered, that's covered, that's covered, that's covered. Here's provision for that and provision for that. You know what I do when I'm paying my bills? I write down all my bills over here. Here's power, 300 and whatever. Water, 65. Insurance. Man, if you didn't have to pay insurance, wouldn't that be a glorified blessing? Insurance. And you write down all that stuff, and then I look over here at my money. And I lay out, okay, here's $300-something for that goes there. Here's the $65 for the water bill, that goes. You know what this over here is? It's provision for the debt over here.
Amen.
Y'all ain't getting it.
Yeah.
This over here, the money, it's provision for the debt over here. I'm glad at Calvary, Jesus looked at the debt over here and saw how great it was. But He looked over here and said, this will do it. This will provide for all the debt that they ever have had and ever will have. This will take care of it all. That's why the Bible said, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Once was enough. Thank God we don't have to go to the priest every year, bring the best lamb out of our flock. Amen. Thank God we don't have to listen for them jingle bells. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That priest had them bells on the bottom of his garment. If he wasn't holy when he went in there, he'd fall over dead, son. They'd tie a rope to him, drag him out. What if you had to depend on that? And by the way, you couldn't depend on that. You're a Gentile.
Yes, sir.
You'd just be without hope.
Amen.
You couldn't even get your junk took care of for a week, much less a year. Calvary.
Yeah, yeah.
Paid for it all.
Yes, yes,
past, present, and future.
Yes, yes.
Go back to Hebrews chapter number 1. Two more and I'm done. I'll make them quick too. Have you got something to be thankful for tonight?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter number 1. I said we've got a person that can't be dethroned. We've got a peace that can't be disturbed. We've got power that can't be duplicated. Provisions that cannot be diminished. We've got a pardon that cannot be voided. We've got look at Hebrews chapter 1. Look at verse number 8. Hebrews 1 and verse number 8. But under the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. Let me read that part again. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth the garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Friend, almost lastly, we've got a priest that cannot die. Let me just say this. I won't go a whole lot further. He doesn't even age. Somebody asked me one day, said, how old will, when we get to heaven, how old will Jesus be? Well, he's ageless. But I think his appearance will be 33. Amen. What did them angels say to them disciples? This same Jesus will come again. I don't believe he's going to come back on a cane. And say, y'all pray for me. I'm 6,000 years old. Or if you watch History Channel, I'm 5 billion years old. No, he's just been forever, and he always will be. Amen. We've got a priest that cannot die. He's eternal in his person. I believe in the eternity of God. If you don't, you don't believe the book. Amen. He always has been. He always will be. When did God start? Your mind can't wrap around it, and mine can't either. He has no beginning. He's always been. Ain't that wild? And people who base all their knowledge on science and all that, they just can't. That's not possible. He's God. He's God. He'd do anything he wants. He's eternity in his person. Or eternal in his person. He's eternal in his purity. He ain't never going to go rogue on us. Amen. You ain't got to worry about him failing. You ain't got to worry about him changing Bibles. You ain't got to worry about him going contemporary, friend. Amen. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You ain't got to turn here. I'm going to give you this, and I'm done. John chapter number 14. We read it this morning, took our text from there. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Listen carefully. I said we had a person that cannot be dethroned, a peace that cannot be disturbed, a power that cannot be duplicated, provisions that cannot be diminished, a pardon that cannot be voided. We've got a priest that cannot die. And lastly, we've got a place. We've got a place that cannot be denied. We've got a place that cannot be denied. Not one of us deserves to go to heaven when we die. Not one of us deserves to go to heaven when we die. I remember several years ago, Brother Jay and I had a funeral together at White Oak Springs. A dear friend of mine that I grew up with stepped across the road from his house and walked up in the edge of the woods. Brother Freddie, you might remember that. And Brother Charles, he put a shotgun in the center of his chest, blew his heart out, killed himself. Somebody asked Brother Jay and I, we were at the funeral home standing there together, and Brother Charles Williams, I remember we was all three standing there together, and they pulled us aside and said, I've got to ask a question. I know he professed to be saved, and he was always a good member of the church and all that stuff, but since he shot himself, he can't go to heaven, can he? That's what they said. Since he shot himself, no, he had a place that could not be denied. He had a place that could not be denied. Listen, man, that old flesh wasn't saved. That old mind, it wasn't saved. No. That's Catholic teaching. It's not Bible teaching. Amen. That's not Bible teaching, friend. I'm not saying, okay, you're okay to go out and kill yourself. Please don't do that. But mentally, you don't know what place you can get to.
That's right.
People crack up every day, man. Well, saved people don't crack up. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
One of the best preachers I knew, Brother Buster Seaton. Anybody in here ever hear Brother Buster? Brother Buster Seaton? Yes, sir, bro. I figured you had. And he's got a brother that's still preaching. I'm talking about preaching machine. Loved God. Knew him well. And then he got diagnosed bipolar and all this stuff. They changed his medicine. He got up from his kitchen table one night, went and laid down in his bathtub with his family sitting in the kitchen. Blew his brains out. Oh, bless God, he couldn't have been a preacher. Yeah, he was. Boy, got quiet on me. Noah got depressed. Moses wanted to die. Elijah wanted to die. Jonah wanted to die. You get all them old prophets who's greatly used to God, there's a dark place in there somewhere. I don't know why I said all that. Maybe somebody needed that. Maybe somebody in your family committed suicide and you've wondered because of that. Even though they professed they were saved, you've wondered because of that, did they really get to go to heaven? Oh yeah, they got a place. If they're saved, that cannot be denied. We've got too much of this preaching that says saved people aren't capable of this or that. Saved people are capable of anything lost people are saved of. Amen. Hey, look here, men. Look here. Lord said, you look on a woman to lust, you've committed adultery already in your heart. Don't tell me what you ain't capable of. Somebody mess with you just right, you take a pistol and blow their brains out.
Amen.
Somebody mess with my family, I kill them right there in my yard.
Amen.
Yes, sir, I ain't lying. I kill them in a heartbeat.
You're right.
I'm capable. And so are you. But listen, I've got a place that cannot be denied. I've got a heavenly place with Christ our Lord. I've got a holy place with no Satan, no sinner, and no sin.
Yeah. Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, if we weren't capable of all these things, there'd be no need for a judgment seat of Christ. Because all those things would be dealt with right there. That make sense?
Yeah.
If you're going to live sinless after you got saved, there'd be no need for a judgment seat.
That's right.
There'd be no need for our works to be tried. Because we'd all be perfect.
Right.
We'd all be little legalists and everything be right. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
But we're not all little legalists. We're all little sinners.
Amen.
Saved by grace. Amen. Thank God. What we have to be thankful for. Not one of those things I mentioned. I believe there's five, six of them. Not one of those things I mentioned tonight can be bought with monetary gain. Not one of them. Every one of them was given to me and given to you freely. Every one of them. Every one of them was paid for by someone else. His name is Jesus Christ. When you're thankful this week for what you have, it's okay to be thankful for the things. But don't hesitate first to be thankful for the person. And by the way, it's probably on account of him you have the things too. It's probably on account of him you have the stuff you have. Everything I own, God's given me. Clothes on my back. Hey, this is a new suit. You know what? Y'all bought me that for my birthday.
Amen.
Man, ain't that nice? You didn't know you was buying it for me, but you gave me money and told me what I'd do what I wanted with it.
Amen.
Ain't that a blessing, man? God did that for me. I'm thankful. Boy, without him, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. We've got some things that are eternal that the government can't take away. That they can't pass a law against.
Amen.
And for those things, we ought to be thankful this week.
Amen.
And we ought to be thankful not just this week, but every day we live.
Right.
And get to breathe God's air. We ought to say, hey, Lord, thank you for that person.
Amen.
My Jesus, it cannot be dethroned.
Amen.
Thank God ain't nobody going to throw him out or kick him out. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the power and the provisions. Thank you for the pardon. Thank you for that high priest that cannot die.
Amen.
Thank you for a place that cannot be denied. Worst thing that could happen to you is you go to heaven. Doesn't make the worst thing that could happen to you sound all that bad, does it?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand our feet all over the house tonight. Brother Todd, if y'all would, come get us a verse. And maybe just want to get on the altar tonight and just say, thank you, Lord, for you. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. You mind the Lord tonight.